So you're running out of closet space. The good news? You don't need to stop shopping. You just need to start selling with The RealReal. The RealReal is the world's largest and most trusted resource for authenticated luxury resale. Whether it's that mini bag that can't even fit your phone, or those boots you never fully broke in, The RealReal handles everything from photography and copywriting to shipping and pricing. So you can just sit back, get paid, and make room for things that actually feel like you. And with 10,000 plus new arrivals every single day from top designers like Prada, Celine, Louis Vuitton, and Loewe, all for up to 90% off retail, you're bound to find something perfectly on brand to fill that extra closet space with. Plus, right now, you can get an extra $100 to shop when you sell for the first time. Make room for what feels like you. Go to TheRealReal.com to start selling and get your extra $100 to keep shopping at TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com. Terms apply.
Moncrief on News Talk.
Flare jeans become popular, then they go out of style again, then they come back. That's but one example of how fashions tend to move in a cycle. So how long does that cycle last? One study suggests it's about 20 years. Are we basically wearing the same clothes over and over again? The stylist Cathy O'Connor joins us now wearing clothes she's had in the attic for the last two decades. Afternoon, Cathy.
How well you know me, Sean. How well you know me.
Well, of course, it doesn't look like that. That's the thing. Do the clothes come back in exactly the same form, or the kind of slight variance on things?
Sure, they always come with a variant. And you know, I want to give you the example of, for example, the All Saints. I don't remember that fabulous all-female pop group that was around in the 90s. They made combat trousers and vest tops. Super cool. How they wore them at that time was very low slung. And now what we're seeing is a little bit of low slung, but going kind of higher waist as well. So there's always a contemporary twist on it, because by the very nature of trends, they come in, they go out. And so if they're going to come in again, they're very often going to come in with some sort of twist that makes them appealing to a more contemporary and current audience.
What makes them go out? Is it because something else has arrived that people prefer?
Well, yeah, there's all sorts of influences just in terms of what makes anything become a trend. Obviously, celebrities are a huge influence on what can happen. There's obviously television series like Stranger Things, for example. You know, you can get all of these things that start these kind of what they call micro trends, but they are responding to something that's much more immediate, as opposed to trend forecasting, which is about how we're living, what colours we want. So, fashion will be part of a huge part of that. But also, there's that kind of thing of how we're living. You know, so for example, with athleisure wear, which has been around for quite some time now, during the pandemic, the only thing that you wanted to get into, in a way, was the comfort of sweatpants. And so they remain like incredibly popular, but now they lean more towards an athleisure wear influence. And now, because of that, we're looking at the kind of retro wind cheater jackets. Do you know what I mean? So it all kind of taps into something that's current with a look back at something that's slightly retro, because retro is cool. It's not trendy. It's kind of more cool.
Because one always has this impression that, you know, something, you know, somebody says, right, I'm going to reintroduce whatever on the Paris catwalks, and then that filters down to everybody else. But that, from what you're saying, Cathy, it sounds like it can go just as easily from the ground up.
Well, absolutely. And, you know, I mean, obviously the catwalks will do whatever they're going to do as a reflection of what's going on. And the economy can really influence things as well. You know, when we had the kind of the crash in, 2008 or thereabouts, the kind of the excesses of the 2000s was really rejected. And so we moved into this investment dressing, quiet luxury, you know, where we really had to kind of be more mindful about how we were shopping. So there's and hemlines can change, you know, depending on how we're feeling. Obviously when the pandemic was over, we had all of that dopamine dressing where we're seeking out really strong colour because we've been neutral for so long. So there's all sorts of influences that are predetermined in terms of trend forecasting, in terms of how we're living, what our influences are. And then you get micro trends that are responding to a celebrity, music, a band. You know, so it's all moving parts a lot of the time.
Yeah. Now, and you know that old saw about hemlines go up when I think economic times are good, and they go down when they're a bit more depressed. Is there anything to that?
I think there absolutely is, yeah, because there is, you know, we're kind of dressing in a way that reflects excess and the kind of impulse to be a little bit more conservative as well. So now what we have is this kind of preppy style dressing, which has always been, always been kind of popular, but it's now coming back in with the influence of Jacqueline Bisset, Kennedy, for example. You know, so again, it can really influence where people are at. Or for next season, there's a lot more maximalism because we've had minimalism for so long. So we've got excesses of fringing, of beading, of boa, of, you know, slightly more decadent influences. So we really are influenced by so many things in terms of what's on the catwalk and then what we're actually wearing.
Are there any, have there ever, in your memory, Cathy, have there any been any fashion phenomenons where when it was over, people thought, oh my God, what were we thinking? Let's just pretend that never happened.
You know, I think for all of us at whatever time, when you're dressing in high fashion, and we all, you know, we all did that when we were kind of younger, because by the very nature of it, it is so dated, it becomes really unfashionable, if you know what I mean. So it depends on whether you are advocating for style or fashion. And high fashion is nearly always about trends, and style remains something a little bit more personal in terms of self-expression. But, you know, the speedos, the micro shorts are going to come back, Sean. You can just imagine Irish beaches with a lot of guys in tiny speedos. So it's of the moment, but in some way that's part of the celebration. That is zeitgeist. It is a reflection of who we are and how we're living at that particular time.
All we can do, Cathy, is pray for a really cold and rainy summer, so that doesn't come back. Cathy O'Connor is a fashion stylist. Cathy, thanks a million as ever.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.